Hey everybody, how you doing? Today's movie I'll be talking about is called The Dungeon Master, or is by its original title, Rage War. And this is I think this is Charles Band's one of his earlier movies before he started on Full Moon. And I remember seeing the trailers for it, and I was kind of like iffy about it because I thought this was like a straightforward sword and fantasy movie, and then it got into like a modern era. I mean, at the time when I saw the trailers for it, I wasn't feeling it. And I went on Tubi TV and I have a chance to watch this movie, and you know what, this movie was pretty good actually. I'm surprised because when you think about it, this movie's kind of like up my alley a little bit, I would say. If you're into like video games of all styles and all genres, this movie is like a video game pretty much. I mean, when you think about it, and because the movie starts off about this computer programmer or like a game maker, a game designer, I would say. And then suddenly he gets transported to this world where his girlfriend being kidnapped also into this world by this sorcerer or demon sorcerer, I would say, played by Richard Moore. You may remember Richard Moore from Night Court. To anybody who's like an old school 80s child growing up in the days, remember who Richard Moore is? Tall court officer from the TV series Night Court, like I said. But he plays the villain in this movie, and he challenges this computer program. His science against his magic, and the computer program got this glove that shoots lasers, and he and it's like this movie ended up being like an anthology, like different segments, just in order to save his girlfriend in different scenarios, until he goes to the end to fight the final boss, which is Richard Moore's character pretty much, which is really cool though. It covers like sort of fantasy, science fiction, even a horror segment called like it was, I think it was called Slasher. Well, yeah, really, seriously, it is called that, which is like, wow, it covers everything pretty much. I mean, it's, and you could say army or military. I mean, I guess you could add that in, why not, for the last segment, like the post-apocalypse segment. All in all, I mean, I did enjoy this movie, man. I should have just like screwed the trailer and just watched the movie and see how it is a long time ago. But yeah, I actually enjoyed this movie. Highly recommend it. Definitely check it out. And it's on Tubi TV right now, so hey, you will not be disappointed if you're a fan of something like this, I would say. Anyway, over and out.